to another in the series of the OCG audio training podcast. Today we're going to talk about the OCG corporate compliance plan. The corporate compliance plan of OCG describes the creation and maintenance of a program that is intended to prevent and detect violation of law, contractual obligations, and the corporation's policies and procedures. One of the goals of our plan is to create and maintain written policies and procedures that meet or exceed all the regulations and standards that are provided to us and expected of us by the state of California, all of its applicable entities, the federal government, and all of its applicable entities, and our CARF accreditation. So this includes, but is not limited to, the proper submission of billing claims so that we can obtain reimbursement for the services we provide, adherence to all of our contractual requirements, provision of appropriate and necessary care of the clients that we serve, and all other ethical business practices. Nearly all of our policy and procedures relate to corporate compliance in one way or another. The policy and procedures are available at each location. So there's one for the residential facility. There's one for the intensive outpatient and outpatient program that's located in the Sheenan Building. There's one for the recovery residents. There is a scaled-down version of the policy and procedures that are applicable to the transition house located at the Gorman House facility in Belmont. And the administrative office houses the agency's official policy and procedures. The policy and procedures cover personnel / human resources, administration, clinical, building and equipment, financial, etc. Contained within those policy and procedures are also code of ethics. All employees are provided with a current copy of the personnel policy and procedures and sign a statement declaring that they have read and they understand the personnel policies of OCG and agreed to abide by these policies as an employee of OCG. It also states that they received and reviewed a copy of their job description and a copy of the applicable confidentiality laws that we operate under, and the laws pertaining to the reporting of abuse. And it also states that they have reviewed the ethical code of the professional license which they hold. Another goal of the corporate compliance program is ensuring that OCG is committed to the following: that we maintain ethical business practices via our continuous quality improvement, high quality and clinically best practices, again through continuous quality improvement and quality assurance, maintaining the confidentiality of all client information in accordance with all state and federal laws, maintaining fiscal responsibility through compliance with all applicable state and federal laws and regulations that are relative specific to the billing and payment of services, clients according to the ability to pay. In other words, under no circumstances is a client to be billed an amount that will not allow for personal needs. Documenting client contacts in an accurate and timely manner and in accordance with all state and federal regulations and CARF standards. Accurate and proper billing of all claims. We're also stating that we do not knowingly employ or contract with or without compensation any individual or entity that is excluded, debarred, suspended, or otherwise ineligible to participate in federal programs. We're acknowledging that we will adhere to the rules, regulations, and guidelines as set forth in the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability, otherwise known as HIPAA Act. We'll provide a training program related to ethical practices and documentation practices for staff and independent contractors, inclusive of new employee orientation and annual refresher training, and provide a training program clarifying to all personnel the information contained in this plan. One of the ways that we're going to move forward with training staff on the corporate compliance plan is making available this audio podcast as a means by which people can review the corporate compliance plan while they are reading it. Oversight responsibilities for the corporate compliance plan fall to the executive director, who will function as the compliance officer of the organization. Executive director will monitor the organization's corporate compliance and provide reports to the board on matters pertaining to the program. The compliance officer is therefore charged with the duties, responsibilities, and authorities as outlined in the policy and procedures of the compliance program. In the event that the executive director is the subject of a corporate compliance breach, the president of the board will assume the role of compliance officer for the purposes of conducting the necessary and/or appropriate investigations. OCG does not employ in-house legal counsel. However, the compliance officer has access to designated legal counsel as determined necessary in all aspects of the corporate compliance program, such as seeking legal opinion where necessary. In addition, the compliance officer, in cooperation with legal counsel, shall monitor all developments and changes in relevant state and federal statutes, regulations, and court rulings which may affect the terms of the compliance plan. And any such changes will be reflected in proposed changes to the plan. Ultimately, the plan is submitted and approved by the Board of Directors of Our Common Ground. The compliance officer shall be responsible for the following: monitoring and oversight of the compliance program, recommending updates to the compliance plan on a regular basis to reflect changes in the organization's risk profile and applicable laws and regulations, reporting on an annual basis to the board on implementation and results of monitoring and auditing activities, sentinel incident reports, and ongoing and concluded investigations. Participate in developing employee orientation and training programs on compliance. Monitoring compliance and expectations of outside contractors, independent agents, and vendors. Coordinating with the HR, the efforts on employee background checks, credentialing, and disciplinary policy regarding compliance. Coordinating the internal audits and monitoring activities as prescribed by the compliance plan. Independently acting on and investigating matters related to corporate compliance, including incident reports, consumer or payer complaints. Participate in developing employee feedback loops which encourage employees to report potential problems without fear of retaliation. It is very important that OCG secure the long-term commitment and enthusiasm of the organization to the compliance program. In order to perform all the various functions, the compliance officer shall have authority to access all relevant documents and records to include clinical records, financial records, human resource files and records, all contracts with employees, agents, vendors, and other outside contractors, marketing materials, proposals, and sales contracts, and all affiliation partnerships and other agreements that describe business relationships. In order to meet the federal sentencing guideline requirements that important duties not be delegated to personnel whom the organization knew or should have known through the exercise of due diligence had a propensity to engage in illegal activities. Explicit duties are outlined for those individuals responsible for screening applicants for drug use, prior criminal records, reference checks, and other indicators they could be a liability for the corporation. Specifically, the individual program directors with assistance from their assistants are responsible for verifying credentials, eligibilities, and facilitating performance of the background check. Directors and/or their designees are responsible for reference checks. The executive director is ultimately responsible for all hiring and firing, although those duties are designated to the various directors and supervisors. The ultimate responsibility actually falls on the executive director. Every assignment of responsibility and authority in this program is material. No oral delegation of responsibility or authority is permitted. Any delegation must be in writing and approved in advance by the executive director where practical. All delegations of responsibility and authority must be dated and signed by the parties making and receiving this assignment, and copies maintained for the corporation. With the exception of the executive director, clinical associate directors, no employee may redelegate his or her authority, whether orally or in writing, to someone else. Employee training. The compliance officer shall provide all employees with training on this corporate compliance plan. All new employees are provided with the orientation training as outlined in the personnel policy and procedures. Employees are limited from acting on behalf of the organization until they have completed the employee orientation. They are required to complete the orientation training process within their first 6 months of employment unless written permission is obtained from the supervising director. That will be the end of the Corporate Compliance audio podcast. If you have any questions regarding the Corporate Compliance Plan, feel free to email me at ocgworksca@gmail.com. Thank you very much.